This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a government shutdown deadline now just hours away. Democrats balking on a GOP stopgap measure without ensuring health care protections.
The House has passed a bill that extends agency funding through November 21st, and Senate Majority Leader Republican John Thune says it ought to wind up on President Trump's desk.
It's up to the Senate Democrats. That's where we are.
But the top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says his party's making a stand for affordable health care, refusing to get on board with the stopgap unless Republicans agree to extend expiring Obamacare subsidies and reverse recent changes they just made to Medicaid.
We believe that this is an issue worth fighting for.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Secretary Pete Hegseth laying out a new direction for the military leaders and ranks. He says women will need to meet male physical standards to be in combat roles. The CDC shows the common cold viruses are at their highest levels since 2022, with the rhinovirus and enterovirus accounting for nearly 31%. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices are trending down in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is down over 6 cents from last week to $2.82 a gallon. Nationally, prices have fallen 5.8 cents to $3.08 a gallon. Who is a petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy, says seasonal factors such as switching to winter blends and falling demand are the primary causes for the decrease.
The city of La Crosse is holding public information and engagement sessions for its city administrator working group. A proposed ordinance to add the position of city administrator to the city of La Crosse will be decided upon by the La Crosse Common Council in February. The information sessions are being held on September 30th, October 6th, October 8th, and October 14th. The proposed ordinance would add a city administrator, which would take on some of the responsibilities of the mayor's office. The race for Wisconsin's governor continues to take shape as one new candidate is announced and another drops out. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks add coffee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks introduced their new 6'7" forward, Amir Coffee, at their media day. Coffee played for Bucks head coach Doc Rivers when the two were together at the LA Clippers.
I got on the phone with Doc and we had a couple good conversations. And, I felt comfortable with the decision I made to come here and, start back up with him.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, unable to attend, he's still in Greece with COVID and was asked on a Zoom call, how's he doing after playing in the European League this summer?
Me personally, I'm feeling good. My confidence is in an all-time high right now. Can't wait to, get on the court with the guys and try to represent the team in the best way possible.
Baseball, the Cubs host the Padres in the wild card playoffs. The winner of that three-game series will face the Brewers in the National League Divisional Playoffs in Milwaukee on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60. And mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. It's 82 right now.
Matt Nair on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should the government bail out our farmers because of the tariff policies instituted by our government? We talked to Darren Von Rudin in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Keep the faith, Wisconsin and beyond, and happy Tuesday afternoon. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is about Americans across cities and rural areas and races and religious beliefs and, yeah, political persuasions, standing up for ourselves, standing up for each other, and reclaiming the America that we all deeply believe in, not the America of racism and xenophobia and lawlessness. We are not going to be bullied. We are not going to allow this regime to take away our freedoms, our rights, and endanger our lives. We are not going to do it. The resistance is here every weekday, 4 to 6 p.m. If you knew me from way back when, my first show ever on the radio was called Dawn of the Resistance, and we're keeping that spirit alive every day right here. We are going to get, we've got a bunch of sound from both Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth addressing 800 of our country's top generals, some of whom flew for days, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. We're going to hear what exactly was said. It was an abomination. But I want to start this afternoon with a decision today from a Reagan-appointed federal district court judge. This is in the free speech case when Donald Trump targeted pro-Palestinian students on visas for deportation. They sued and they brought a case and the judge decided it today. It was a bench trial. So this was a decision on the merits, full presentation of evidence. Everybody got to argue their sides. And this Reagan-appointed judge, his decision today, the way it starts and it ends, is absolutely mind-blowing. He spares not a word. And I'm going to share some of that with you. There's no audio because federal court judges don't do that. There is no recording equipment in federal courts. But before we get to that, we do have some fun business to attend to. If you've been playing along with us, it is Civic Media's multi-state Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest right now. We give away daily prizes of either $200 or gold jewelry. And we're going to give away a grand prize of two indoor club-level tickets to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game and a gas card to get you there and back. If you want to play today, you got to download the Civic Media app and text in this word right now before 6 o'clock. Got to get your word in via the app, PUNT, P-U-N-T. P-U-N-T, PUNT is the word. Good luck to everybody. Let me share what this judge has said today. He has ruled that the targeting of pro-Palestinian student protesters and activism was illegal. And the judge called the crackdown a, quote, truly scandalous and unconstitutional suppression of free speech. This is U.S. District Judge, William Young in Boston. He went on to say that the State Department and Donald Trump sought to target non-citizens for speaking out with the, quote, goal of tamping down pro-Palestinian student protests and terrorizing similarly situated students. Young decried the administration's conduct in striking terms, as is according to reporting by the Washington Post, quoting President Ronald Reagan's declaration that freedom must be fought and defended constantly by each generation. And he called the case, this is Judge Young writing today, perhaps the most important ever to fall within the jurisdiction of this district court. The bench trial, again, decided by a judge, not a jury, sought to answer the question of whether non-citizens in the United States have the same rights to freedom of speech as citizens. Quote, this is from the judge today. The analysts relied heavily on thousands of profiles generated by Canary Mission, an opaque pro-Israel group that said it documents individuals who promote hatred of the USA, Israel, and Jews. He basically decimates the use of that data by Homeland Security to target these students. It's really incredible. HSI officials during the trial testified that they had never been asked before, ever, to compile reports on student protesters or to conduct arrests of non-citizens. But here are the parts that I want to share with you in particular. The front page of this federal court opinion has an image of a postcard sent to the judge and received on June 19th of this year. I'm not kidding. I've never seen this. This is first of its kind that I'm aware of ever from a federal court anywhere in the history of the United States. He pasted an image of this postcard sent to him that said this, ostensibly directed at Judge Young, a Reagan appointee. Trump has pardons and tanks. What do you have? And Judge Young responded before even the heading of his decision. Here's what he said. Dear Mr. or Miss Anonymous, alone, I have nothing but my sense of duty. Together, we the people of the United States, you and me, have our magnificent Constitution. Here's how that works out in a specific case. And at the end of Judge Young's opinion, after his signature, he again addresses the coward who wrote an anonymous, threatening postcard to Judge Young. He writes this, I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for writing. It shows you care. You should. Sincerely and respectfully, Bill Young. P.S. The next time you're in Boston, parentheses, the postmark on your card is from the Philadelphia area, close paren. Stop in at the courthouse and watch your fellow citizens sitting as jurors. Reach out for justice. It is here. And in courthouses just like this one, both state and federal, spread throughout our land, that our Constitution is most vibrantly alive. For it is well said that where a jury sits, there burns the lamp of liberty. This is the moment that we are in. The threats to the judiciary, fomented, encouraged by Donald Trump, who has been doing this for the last decade. And I want to read another portion of this decision, and then we are going to turn to the abomination of speeches before our nation's top military leaders today. And folks, if you're going to want to talk about that, if you are a veteran, if you currently serve and you want to anonymously comment on the speeches before our nation's top military leaders this morning, please do get on the line. We will queue up your calls and your text messages, 855-752-4842. But what Judge Young wrote today, and what is an absolutely scathing rebuke of the Trump administration, again, a Reagan-appointed judge, is so important for all of us to understand. His opinion is 161 pages long. If you want to know about the merits of the case, you want to know how the federal government didn't do its own investigation. It just relied on this outside group to decide who's bad and who gets deported and who doesn't. It's in the 161 pages. But I want to read you the very end. Here's what he says in the substantive conclusion of his opinion. No order entered by this court shall materially interfere with the defendant public officials and their agents' ability properly to enforce the laws passed by Congress. To this delicate task, the court will turn in the remedy phase. And then he quotes Ronald Reagan, who appointed him. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. The judge writes, I first heard these words of President Reagan's back in 2007 when my son quoted them in the Law Day celebration speech at the Norfolk Superior Court. I was deeply moved and hold these words before me as I discharge my judicial duties. As I've read and reread the record in this case, listened widely and reflected extensively, I've come to believe that President Trump truly understands and appreciates the full import of President Reagan's inspiring message. Yet I fear he has drawn from it a darker, more cynical message. I fear President Trump believes the American people are so divided today that they will not stand up, fight for, and defend our most precious constitutional values, so long as they are lulled into thinking that their own personal interests are not affected. Is he correct? The judge asks all of us. I've been a lawyer for a long time, over 20 years. I've clerked for a federal judge that was twice appointed by President Reagan, and I have never read or seen anything this explicit, written by a federal court judge, calling on us as Americans, those who may be lulled by why we think our personal interests that are our side may be winning in this moment, such a direct and clarion call to the American people to wake up, to realize that our freedoms, our very, very core values are at risk right now. He asks us, Judge Young, a Reagan-appointed judge, asks us, each and every one of us, if we are willing to stand up in this moment and defend our most fundamental constitutional freedoms. In that case, the right to free speech. In others, the right to due process. But in general, that ours is a country of laws and that no man, no administration is above the law. When we come back, we'll test those very questions when it comes to whether or not our military should face off against its citizens to serve one man. Stay with me, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the midst of Go for the Green and Gold, our multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media. I love doing this stuff. It's so much fun, even if the Packers tied on Sunday. Every day we give away a daily prize of either $200 or some gold jewelry, and we've got one amazing grand prize that we hope you get your hot hands on. It is two club-level indoor tickets for Green Bay, Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game, so plenty of time to drive from wherever you are to the game, have some fun, and get back. And don't worry, we're giving you a gas card too to get you there and back. Total value of over $1,500. You want to get in on the action? Download the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And then text in this word right now. Got to get in the word before 6 p.m. It is PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT. Good luck, everybody, in our multi-state text to win contest. Full contesting rules, of course, available at civicmedia.us. I got up in time to listen to Pete Hegseth's speech to 800 of our most senior, most experienced military generals this morning. And to put it mildly, it was an abomination. I did not serve in the armed services. people in my family have, many of my friends have, and I've talked to a few of them today, and even the most conservative amongst them found what Secretary Hegseth and then President Trump had to say to be pretty gross. Few of them used other language, which is not permitted on these airwaves. So we're going to play you some of what occurred. I want to hear from you. If you are a vet or if you are current military, we want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. If you are current military, we will not use your real name because we don't want you to get in trouble. But we do want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's start with cut 38 there, Jacob.
We will not lose warfighters because we fail to train or equip them or resource them. Shame on us if we do. Train like your warriors' lives depend on it, because they do. To that point, basic training is being restored to what it should be. Scary, tough, and disciplined. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits, ensuring that future warfighters are forged. Yes, they can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits. This does not mean they can be reckless or violate the law, but they can use tried and true methods to motivate new recruits, to make them the warriors they need to be. Back to basics at basic as well.
Let's be clear here. Pete Hegseth is not talking to generals. He's talking to the MAGA base. That's what this is about. He goes on, he starts talking about, like, no more beards. You got to have the hair grooming. Talking about grooming standards. There's an office for that within each branch and on base. It is not, this is not the business of the Secretary of Defense. That is a very high strategic level position, but he wasn't done there. No more fat troops, just ask Secretary Hegseth.
It all starts with physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are. So whether you're an airborne ranger or a chairborne ranger, a brand new private or a four-star general, you need to meet the height and weight standards and pass your PT test. And as the chairman said, yes, there is no PT test. But today, at my direction, every member...
I don't know if you guys are hearing a little buzz, but yeah, he goes on about this for a while. The Secretary of Defense does not need to have 800 of our military's top generals fly thousands of miles, spend millions of dollars, bring their staffs to sit in an auditorium to listen to this guy who is a Fox TV host talk about PT standards. What a galactic embarrassment. By the way, he's like striding around the stage and gesturing. Let's listen to a little bit more from our Secretary of War. I love how he talked about himself in the third person, too. If the Secretary of War can do hard PT, sir, that great bully for you. I'm so glad you can knock out some push-ups. I wish you were actually qualified. I wish you could do more than PT. Secretary Hegseth. Next cut, let's take 30.
My approach has been simple. When in doubt, assess the situation, follow your gut, and if it's the best for the military, make a change. We all serve at the pleasure of the president every single day. But in many ways, not their fault.
You can wrap it. Just go with your gut. Forget, you know, those rules of engagement, the Geneva Convention, everything you learned at West Point or any of our other premier military. Just go with your gut, because that's what I, Pete Hegseth, PT champion extraordinaire, that's what I do. That's what the president does. We just come from the hip. What is that? What is... And in my opinion, the worst part of the speech I've got for you next, then we're going to listen to the president saying, basically, we're declaring war on cities. So all that's coming up. Stay with us, everybody. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We continue on the other side. Keep it locked.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislators in both parties in Wisconsin are attempting to change how elections are done in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers made it clear they don't agree on all of these proposals, but they want to work it out in committee like they're supposed to. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight, a low close to 60, and mostly sunny and warm again for Wednesday, a high near 80. Heat continues to build through the rest of the week, highs in the 80s. Storm chances return Friday night through the weekend. It's 82 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matnera. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Nativerts Radio.
On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, retired Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Chris Foran discusses great stories he's covered and talks movies. And Sean Hanisch discusses the theatrical release of No Packers, No Life.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, the countdown to the shutdown continues. Yeah, the government's going to be shutting down today. No doubt about it. If we've got time, I'm going to get there. I just want to make this one comment. The big demand from Democrats is that the ACA subsidies, which helps make healthcare affordable for millions of Americans, was stripped out from our budget in the big brutal bill. Okay. And it's going to cost, again, millions of Americans their health insurance. It's projected that over 270,000 Wisconsinites will end up losing insurance because of the big brutal bill. We're going to also pay $1.3 billion more for Medicaid in this state because of the big brutal bill. And the Republicans keep talking about $1.5 trillion. That's a lie. That's not what Democrats are demanding. What they're asking for is a paltry, just to check here, checks notes, $335 billion. To restore, that's according to the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan. That is to restore the Obamacare subsidies, the ACA subsidies, so people can afford, you know, health insurance. Kind of important. And if they don't restore the subsidies, 2.2 million people are going to lose their health insurance. Okay. And this in turn will increase health insurance premiums for everybody. Some estimate in the 4 to 5% range. That's what Democrats are asking for. Here's the rub here, though, folks. As Donald Trump trashes our Constitution and tells 800 of our nation's highest military generals today that he wants to unleash our armed forces on citizens and treat cities like training grounds. If Democrats actually get their way and Republicans cave on this demand, it's going to actually help Donald Trump. And he'll end up claiming credit for it. Oh, I put the money back for the subsidies. Thank me for your health care. This is the problem that Democrats get into. You don't ask for enough, in my opinion. But I want to get back to the speech that Pete Hegseth gave this morning. He gathered 800 of our nation's highest generals to lecture them about PT standards and grooming and being war fighters. Any one of those generals, any one of them, pick one, has exponentially more experience on all of those matters than Pete Hegseth. He was like a drill sergeant yelling at our generals. It was a stump speech. The Secretary of Defense is supposed to be concerned with the highest levels of strategy and national security. He's talking about who gets to have beards. There were literally the word China didn't come out of his mouth. Russia, I don't think came out of his mouth. Nothing on actual military strategy or national security, and nothing, not a word in the entire speech by Secretary Hegseth or the President of the United States about character. And every single person that has either served in the military, family or friend that I spoke to today, and some of them attended our nation's finest military academies, said it is character and integrity that are the most important things that are drilled into your head as a member of our armed services. Not a word about it. But beards, whether there's fat generals in the Pentagon, PT standards, that's what Secretary Hegseth was concerned about. We're going to get to the president's comments in just a moment. Brian on the text line for Madison said he was in the Air Force. They had AFR 3510, and it dictated to the minutest detail all elements of professional dress and appearance. Nobody needs Pete Hegseth telling them what the rules are about that. But I wanted to take one last sound from Mr. Hegseth this morning because it's a little scary. Take a listen.
We are overhauling an inspector general process, the IG, that has been weaponized, putting complainers, ideologues, and poor performers in the driver's seat. We're doing the same with the equal opportunity and military equal opportunity policies, the EO and MEO at our department. No more frivolous complaints. No more anonymous complaints, no more repeat complainants, no more smearing reputations, no more endless waiting, no more legal limbo, no more sidetracking careers, no more walking on eggshells.
The Defense Department figures from late 2024 estimate that there were approximately 35,900 cases of in 2021 and over 29,000 cases of assaults, sexual assaults in the military. It is at epidemic levels. So harassment has been terrible. The military has been trying to address this. I know what we should do is vilify the accusers. That'll make the military safe for extraordinary men and women. Many experts consider those estimates to be 2 to 4 times higher. In other words, the actual levels are 2 to 4 times higher than that. Okay, Pete. By the way, just want to make one thing clear, because Pete Hegseth lied about it repeatedly today on the stage in front of 800 generals. I can only imagine what was going on in their heads. Combat standards are the same for men and women. If you are in a combat forward position, same PT standards, same combat standards. Just saying. Secretary of Defense lied about that today, repeatedly. Okay, let us now talk about what the president had to say. Let's start with this. Nothing like, dear leader, telling all of your military generals, you better stand up and applaud. Take a listen to this.
Never walked into a room so silent before. This is very, don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future.
Gross. By the way, he was 26 minutes late, didn't listen to Secretary Hegseth's speech. Also, by the way, he was never planned to speak. This was supposed to be the Pete Show, you know, like the Fox Saturday morning show that he co-anchored for a while. It was supposed to be the Pete Show, but the president, if you're gathering 800 generals, trust me, dear leader, showing up, going to demand some applause. This became a partisan diatribe, and let's be clear here, it has always been the case that our military is supposed to be apolitical and nonpartisan, but not under dear leader. Cut 42.
They did not treat you with respect. They're Democrats. They never do.
Liar. Let's listen to cut 35.
when we go with the word war. And, you know, we want war because we want to have no wars. But you have to be there. And, you know, sometimes you have to do it. I have settled so many wars since we're here. We're here almost 9 months, and I've settled seven. And yesterday we might have settled the biggest of them all. Although, I don't know, Pakistan, India was very big.
Don't forget Barbara
Bijan. I settled that. But yesterday is could be the settlement in the Middle East. That hasn't happened for 3,000 years. I said, how long have you been fighting? 3,000 years, sir. That's a long time. But we got it, I think, settled. We'll see. Hamas has to agree.
Yes, Mr. President, that's how peace negotiations go. Both sides have to agree. But don't worry, he got back to making it all about partisanship. Interesting, again, talking about 800 of our nation's top military generals, some that traveled thousands and thousands of miles, traveled for more than a day. I've settled all these wars. We make war to end war. Listen to this about how blue is going to disappear. More partisanship from the president. Take a listen. Cut 31.
We did great. We've got the highest numbers ever received in terms of districts. You know, they have it broken up. 2,500 versus 525. We won every swing state. We won the popular vote. We won everything. We won everything. You have to take a look at the map. It's almost entirely red, except there's a little blue line on each coast. And I think that's going to disappear, too. We did really great, and part of it is because of our success with the military, the rebuilding of the military, the vote that I got from the military, and they're vicious people, you know, that we have to fight, just like you have to fight vicious people. Mine are a different kind of vicious, but they spread all these horrible, you know, they made up statements and said what I said about everything, but even about the military.
Even about the military? Is it... What is going on? He's talking, the entire speech was basically about himself. Again, China, Ukraine, Gaza, actual national security vision. I'm so glad that the president eventually outlined the Trump 12-point approach to secure our nation's safety in the coming decades, facing an ever more sophisticated enemy, especially the enemy's potential to use both artificial intelligence, troll farms, and bots to misinform and divide the American population. I'm so glad that he laid out his 12-point plan. It was very Wilsonian. No, wait, no, just kidding, folks. That definitely did not happen. Do we have time for invasion from within, Jacob? And then, of course, he got to the part that is most disturbing about the enemy from within, which is a Trumpian theme. Take a listen, 33.
While America is under invasion from within, we're under invasion from within. No different than a foreign enemy, but more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. At least when they're wearing a uniform, you can take them out. These people don't have uniforms. But we are under invasion from within. We're stopping it very quickly.
And the shortcut of, let's just use our cities as training grounds.
And I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. As president, I will never hesitate to defend our people from threats of violence, from the horrible plague that's taking place from within.
The enemy from within. If you disagree with this president, maybe the military comes for you because you're the enemy from within. Wow. We're going to conclude this discussion. We're going to talk a little bit about the shutdown on the other side. Stay with us, folks. Busy news day. We've got it covered here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Join us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gotta get some smooth tunes to calm us all down. Not for long, though. I'll be playing more of Donald Trump addressing our nation's top 800 generals in just a moment. But first, it is your last shot this hour to get in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Grab your Civic Media app. Text in this word, you'll be entered to win a daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry, and you'll be entered to win our grand prize, two tickets, club-level indoor seats to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game. We'll even throw in a gas card to get you there and back. A $1,500 plus of value to you, courtesy of Civic Media. Again, got to text it in via the app. You can get the app free wherever you get your apps. From the word to get entered to win this hour is punt, P-U-N-T, punt. Good luck to everybody. Full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Jim from Appleton texting in on the text line saying this: when officers and gentlemen start taking early retirement, our military will be full of Proud Boys and other untrainable toy soldiers. sad, and I hope that does not come to pass. Gary from Madison saying Trump is a nut job. Dana from La Crosse on the text line saying he was claiming up to 8 wars he had solved just the other day. Trump, of course, going on for quite a bit before, again, our nation's top 800 generals. And here's the piece that really freaked people out. Again, this is Donald Trump saying we should use our cities as training grounds for our military. Take a listen to this.
And then I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military.
Yeah, no, no, no. And again, more about the enemy and the invasion from within.
While America is under invasion from within, we're under invasion from within.
No.
No different.
No. Mm-mm. You're not. It's just people that disagree with you. Americans, patriots of good faith, who believe you're a lawless wannabe tin pot dictator. We're supposed to be able to stand on the street and say that. And then this. Take a listen.
In our inner cities, which we're going to be talking about, because it's a big part of war now. It's a big part of war. But the firemen go up in ladders, and you have people shooting at them while they're up in ladders. I don't even know if anybody heard that. And I said, don't talk about it much, but I think you have to. Our firemen are incredible. They're up in one of these ladders that goes way
up.
And
it goes on and on and on. Our military is not to be used for civilian law enforcement. It's the Posse Comitatus Act. I don't think our president knows much about our Constitution, and I think he cares even less. And the disrespect showed this morning to our generals, our nation's highest military leadership, the rambling, nearly incoherent nature of his speech, the complete self-obsession of our president, the failure of either the defense secretary or our president to talk about character, integrity, duty, or to lay out any coherent national security policy or guiding principles. What a waste of time and taxpayer money. Millions and millions of dollars to get these folks here to listen to that. By the way, the president was 26 minutes late. You know what folks in the military really like? It's when you're late. Okay. As we hurtle towards a shutdown, Jacob and I just thought it would be important for all of you to be reminded who is responsible for shutdowns. Take a listen.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Oh, yes. You should start firing from the top. The president is responsible. Maybe Mike Johnson needs to listen to that clip because this is what he had to say.
And very importantly, health care. They want to talk about health care. If they don't fund the government, guess what does stop? The WIC program, that's Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, won't be funded. We won't have FEMA funded, right? We've got hurricanes, hurricane season. We've got two off the coast of the United States right now. FEMA services not funded. Telemedicine, mental health services, all these things that the American people need and they won't be able to access if the Democrats go through with this. So I certainly pray they don't. They have another chance because Leader Thune's going to put the House bill on the Senate floor again tomorrow and probably again on Wednesday. And we'll see if Chuck Schumer goes along with this.
Is anyone else screaming at their radio? You mean the programs that you just cut, Mike Johnson, to give more tax breaks to billionaires and mega corporations? Don't the Women, Infants, and Children program. Don't talk to me about feeding America when you just gutted that program. Don't talk to me about feeding kids when you won't give students free lunches. Don't talk to me about healthcare when you just passed the biggest cut to Medicare and Medicaid ever, Mike Johnson, you hypocrite. Whew. We're going to have to leave it there for today. I'm going to go tamp my hair down because it's smoldering at the moment. Thanks for being with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are racing to a midnight deadline with votes expected to fail in the Senate on a stopgap bill to avert a shutdown.
Without an agreement to fund their agencies, some 750,000 civilian workers could be forced to stay home. Millions more in the military and civilian ranks would be expected to work, protecting life and property. After the last shutdown in 2019, Congress changed the law to ensure that all federal employees are made financially whole whenever a shutdown ends, whether they were furloughed or not. The Congressional Budget Office estimates in this round it could cost taxpayers $400 million a day to pay federal workers who'd be barred from working.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A federal judge today ruling the Trump administration's efforts to deport non-citizens for protesting the war in Gaza was unconstitutional, saying it violates the First Amendment. Hamas officials say they're reviewing the Gaza ceasefire proposal outlined by President Trump yesterday and backed by Israel. The plan includes an immediate ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages. This is ABC News.